Hello, I'm Jose Valdez for the Virginia Voice. Thank you for joining us for this special broadcast, Remembering Jim Wark. This article comes to us from Richmond Magazine, is entitled Ad Man by Day, Madman by Night, in appreciation of musician, educator, and community leader Jim Wark. It was written by Harry Collatz, Jr., and was published on February 7, 2020. After a dreary, rainy February evening and a rollicking 25th anniversary event at the Carey Street Cafe, where Jim Wark often performed, blustery gusts overcame the clouds, and the melancholy intelligence began to circulate. Gentleman Jim Wark, a musician, educator, organizer, and supporter, died Friday morning from pancreatic cancer. He was 61. Musician, promoter, and broadcaster Joe Sokol summed up what many are feeling about the news. Absolutely devastating. He describes Wark as a member of Richmond rock and roll royalty. He was one of the finest players and one of the finest people I've ever had the pleasure to know, Sokol adds. Plus, he was one of the funniest guys in show business. Along the way, he played for Chrome Daddy Disco, Little Ronnie and the Blue Beats, and the Janet Martin Band. And he was active with the annual Rock and Roll Jubilee at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen. He was also actively involved with the Richmond Folk Festival and was CEO of Virginia Voice, which provides news and information for the visually impaired. At a time later in life when most wouldn't have thought about that option, he earned a teacher certification and taught third grade at Blackwell Elementary School. Before that gig, he'd sold media advertising and was the publisher for Style Weekly. To a former colleague, he jokingly described himself as ad man by day, madman by night. Charles Bowles worked alongside Wark at the Richmond Times-Dispatch in, as Wark described it, the discount ad barn. "We had genuine affection for each other," Bowles recalls. "This came from our stupid senses of humor, music, golf, and ad sales. We'd also eat huge lunches that caused our colleagues to fear we'd pop. But that didn't stop us from our trips to the Robin Inn." Bowles was Wark's boss, though he rarely took any direction. Once, the two sat down at lunch with a grumpy client to inform him of a forthcoming rate increase. "Wark didn't go with the gentle method," said Bowles, "but stated in a blunt manner, 'Joel, you're a good customer, but not my only customer. You're getting a rate increase.' I literally dropped my fork," Bowles says, laughing. The client thought he could bully us around, but Jim wasn't having it. Joel retained their business. Once, Bowles and another colleague went golfing with Wark, who, during the course of the game, hit a hole-in-one. Jim jumped up and down and hugged me. He was so pleased. A few days later, Wark distributed towels embroidered with the legend, "I saw Jim Wark hit a hole-in-one." Wark enjoyed sales, but he took a chance and briefly left the Times-Dispatch for the Startup 64 magazine, a short-lived arts and culture publication. Wark wanted to return to his former job, and the department chief agreed, but with a condition. Jim had to come as Santa Claus to the staff Christmas party, and he did, Bowles says with a big laugh. "And I'll tell you, I feel sorry for the next person who got that Santa suit because Jim could sweat. They would have needed four cans of Febreze to clean that up." Besides music and merriment, there was marriage. Most of all, he loved being married to Mary, Bowles says. He called her Skull to me because he thought she needed a big head to carry around an enormous brain. She's that smart, and Jim loved her. Musician Janet Martin can't quite remember how they met, but Wark became a founding member of the Janet Martin Band. "We had nicknames for each other all the time. Jim was the Senator, and it's kind of embarrassing, but he'd call me the Diva from Geneva." On Saturday afternoon, the denizens of Carey Street Cafe will gather to give the place a group hug as the ownership and venue transition into a new venture, the Rock and Roll Jubilee Sweetheart Soiree, at which Wark was scheduled to play interpretations of classic rock alongside longtime collaborators, will go on February 14th to the 16th. In the coming weeks and months, there'll be other dates and stages where he would have been, should have been, expected to perform. But Mr. Wark has left the building. That article came to us from Richmond Magazine on February 7, 2020. It was entitled Ad Man by Day, Mad Man by Night by Harry Collatz Jr. This special broadcast, Remembering Jim Wark, will be available to stream on demand on our website, virginiavoice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Jose Valderas for the Virginia Voice.